So the pumpkins are carved. The skeletons might be on the lawns. It is the perfect time of year for a creepy, spooky, haunting ghost story. And Dwight Stackhouse has a good one for us. Dwight goes by Skip, and he participates in the Secret Society of Twisted Storytellers in Detroit. He's also a Kresge Fellowship recipient. Here's a story from his time with the Jehovah's Witnesses.
I find humanity enjoys a good scare. You know, I'm not that person. I don't have the scare gene. It's not one of those things that appeals to me. And so I thought of this story I'm going to tell as more a bit of history, almost, if you will, anthropological, more than a scary story. But I think it's only spooky if, while stretching belief, there's something in it that makes it believable. But I never question people's memories anymore because, you know, when people say, oh, Skip, come on, now you made that stuff up. I'm like, it doesn't matter to me if you believe it. When I was there in that room, it was startling. It was terrifying. There is a nether world out there, far beyond your mind and imagination. And there is a world within this one, above it, beneath it, surrounding it. A spooky, unknowable place that terrifies the senses. We have fantasized it with stories of ghosts, goblins, demons, and spirits. Halloween. I am sure most people have a ghost story of their own, and today I'm going to tell you mine. It is no longer true, but in 1969, I was a very serious Christian minister, studying the Bible with a young man who had a very interesting background. He was the son of a woman who was a good Christian herself and had recently died. And she had wanted all of his adult life for him to give up the streets and come home to the Lord. A real challenge given that he had instead become a pimp, a hustler, and addicted to heroin. He also had a very strange ability to communicate with pigeons. All birds, but especially pigeons and parakeets, which he kept in cages and attended to lovingly. This man had been in some very dark places, and somewhere along the way, he entered the dark kingdom of Beelzebub, Satan, the devil himself. And he had been captivated by the demons of Beelzebub and could not break free of the grasp. On a particular day, he called me frantically with a dreadful crying. They're killing my birds, man. They're killing my birds. Can you come? Can you come quick? Armed with my faith in God and the power of his name in the underworld, if not this one, I grabbed my Bible and hurried up to his apartment. He swung open the door before I could knock on it, or he was trembling uncontrollably. He was plastered to the wall, and sweat poured off of him as if he had been standing fully dressed in the shower. They're killing my birds, man. They done kill my birds, he said, still plastered to the wall. With a dreadful scream, which was nearly a whisper, he said, "They in the kitchen. Look what they done to my birds." When I made the tentative turn into the kitchen, I saw two elaborate cages, one for his parakeets and another for the pigeons. There were three parakeets and six pigeons, and all of them lay dead on the floor of the cages, except one. One of them was hanging upside down on the swing in the cage, as motionless as the others, but simply hanging there ominously. Still plastered to the wall, he screamed, "Why y'all kill my birds?" I began to pray in earnest for minutes, seconds, hours, I don't recall. And he screamed again, "Y'all had to kill my birds." And he fell to his knees And from his knees, he said, "Did you see him? Did you see the arm? They gone now. The big one, he came and got him. Did you see the arm?" I had not seen an arm or any appendage. But suddenly, I heard the cooing of pigeons, the chirping of parakeets, and the flapping of wings. There is a nether world out there, filled with creatures unseen, unknown, and pernicious. I am not free of them, and neither are you.
That was Skip Stackhouse, a storyteller from Detroit with the Secret Society of Twisted Storytellers.